Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What?
Yeah.
Welcome back in the Midday Show. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael on a Trillville Thursday. Big weekend in football. Obviously a huge day on Saturday. Falcons among the teams that definitely need a win on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They need one of them dubs. I just saw one of our listeners. he sent me this reel or this beam of like Shrek. And Russell Wilson having to sit on the bench beside Jameis Winston in his it's really great. Just because Russ is Shrek, and then Jameis is the donkey. And if you watch Shrek, you know how the donkey's always singing, and Shrek is always like, that's Russell, and that's Jameis on the sideline.
Yeah.
Russ is trying to stay focused in the game. Jameis over there just giving them all kind of life advice of how to deal with being benched. Just awesome. Just awesome.
How to deal with being benched.
Just how to deal with being benched.
They're praying together on the sidelines?
I don't know, man. I don't know. But it's funny because that I can just see that. I can see Russ trying to be over there, got the earpiece in his ear, listening to play calls, and Jameis is over there. Hey, man, you all right? I'm just checking on you. I know I talked to you on Tuesday about being bench. Just wanted to make sure that today on Sunday that you're staying strong, Russ, because we need you. We're gonna need you again. It's like, come on, man.
What's next for Russ? Is he done?
I think so.
Like, he's not going to find a new team next year, 1 year deal, and be named starter, right?
I don't think so, but anything's possible.
Do you think he signs up somewhere just as a backup?
Yeah, I mean, if he still wants to play, yeah why not? But I think he has this big, broad persona.
Yeah.
That can he be a backup? And would you want him as a backup? I'd take Russ as a backup, but, you know, who knows? Who knows?
Was he that bad?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I know the third down numbers were like brutal and the score, whatever, but I don't know. Yeah. He had the one good game.
Yeah, he did.
He lit off.
Yes. And then again,
the team didn't, you know.
Yeah. Again, I told you, I'm not taking any stock into Dallas Cowboys defense.
Yeah, you did say that.
Yes.
I got a couple NFL stories I didn't get to in no huddle. We'll sprinkle them in throughout the show. I just want to ask you real quick about this one. Travis Hunter and the usage there with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Liam Cohen kind of went into detail a little bit about this is the package we've given him to learn, and so we don't want to overextend offense, defense, blah, blah, blah. And trying to keep in mind that he's got a whole career ahead of him, and I understand that, this is one of the top picks in the NFL draft. Like, I think it hadn't been enough for me. I kind of agree with a lot of people.
Well, I think they're still trying to figure it out. They're still trying to figure out what he does well, meaning when to put him in and when not to put him in.
I think that's the mistake.
And I mean, I don't. I think I know where he was drafted at. I get all that. But it's still the damn NFL. And still playing both ways. They're just trying to ease him in. I don't think they use him enough on offense. I think that's a mistake.
I don't think they give him
the ball enough on offense.
Yeah.
But I don't think they figured out. I thought last game he had his longest game is like 21 yards. He's so dynamic, especially when he has the ball in his hands, but he's got to learn how to be a corner in the NFL. It's hard.
I agree with you about the corner spot, and I would have been using him sparingly on the defensive side. I understand it. I don't think that they, in my opinion, they should have chosen an alpha position and used him there, and then sprinkled in the other side of the ball. And it just doesn't feel like they've committed to whether they want him at corner or want him at receiver, and he's not getting enough of either.
I agree. But I mean,
he would be in receiver quite often for me.
I think they're at a standpoint where they're still trying to figure it out their damn self.
Yeah, I just felt the lack of a commitment there definitely hurt them a little bit, and it's now hurting Hunter by you know, again, we're talking about four games. I understand. Exactly. I get that.
Is it hurting him? Has he complained yet?
He's not going to complain.
Okay, then.
But we can complain for him.
Okay, then.
Deion's taking up his case.
Well, I mean, Deion, Prime's doing his all his last week it was Michael Irvin. This week it's Prime. He was doing their podcast, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Nah, that's true. All right. I'll get to some more NFL stuff later in our next hour, but got to make sure my guy Bo's got enough time. Let's go ahead and get to the back page. Bo out yesterday doing work there at the Bravos game, so we had back page with Bo with Abe, but today it returns to form. Bo Johnson, how are you?
Doing pretty good, and I'll try not to stay on baseball too long as we are. We do have several playoff races heating up. Go for everybody but the Mets. The Mets are
go Reds.
Hopefully going to miss the playoffs this year if the Arizona Diamondbacks or the Reds can just keep winning, the Mets keep losing. But on the other side of the baseball spectrum, we did have some history yesterday.
Now the windup in the 1-1, swinging a drive, deep to right field. Holy smokes, where is this going to land? Upper deck, right field. Number 59 for Cal Raleigh. He has just tied Babe Ruth for the most home runs in a single season in American League history. The chance of MVP. MVP, the stretch of the pitch to Cal. Swinging a drive, deep to right field. There it is, number 60, the modern-day Bambino. Has just tied Babe Ruth's record of 60 home runs for third all-time in American League history.
Third all-time in American League history.
Did
I love the fact that they're American League history.
Wow. American League history.
Whatever. If I'm going to say whatever to Judge, I'm going to say whatever that is.
Judge just broke the Yankee record, though.
I thought he broke the American League record.
I guess he made
it. Yeah, it was the AL.
But who? Again, am I salty that the Braves aren't in? You're damn right. So I don't give a damn. But no, this is pretty cool. I didn't realize. I remember earlier this year I was saying, I know he's a switch hitting catcher, which is freaking awesome. And he's a fun player to root for. I would never say what they call him because
– Big dumper.
You can have all that. But I'm just like, yeah, that was a cool-ass thing. Again, I'm salty. Yes, I am, to all the Seattle Mariners fans and everything. Yes, I'm very salty. All right? That's not us.
I got a question for you, Bo. Two questions. What was the record he broke in that first call? Babe Ruth's American, and then
I think they were just saying he tied it.
In the second call, he tied it. In the first call, they said they broke.
Maybe the announcer was.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. Anyways, there's also a huge debate right now between Aaron Judge and Cal Raleigh for MVP, and I understand Judge and what he's doing, and I get some of the numbers favor him. I just don't know how you give it to him. Over Cal Raleigh. He's on a team that was supposed to win that division versus Cal Raleigh.
Yes.
I don't understand. And it feels like they're trending towards...
Is it really that big of a debate?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I think it's a lot bigger than people...
a lot of circles, it is. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I would have thought you would give it to Cal.
I think it feels like a no-brainer to me. Yeah. I also think Kyle Schwarber should win it in the NL, but it feels like it's going to be Shohei again. That's just me.
So y'all also did mention three Braves games left. So the starters for the remaining three games have been announced. Charlie Morton was not one of them. Okay. But Chris Sale's pitching on Sunday.
All right.
You can probably look for Chris Sale to only go a few innings and then maybe see some Charlie Morton in relief.
Okay.
So tune in then. Another reason to tune in, if you are watching yesterday, Money Mike stole his 20th base yesterday. Money Mike is also sitting on 19 home runs, so there's three games left in the Braves season. Money's going to turn into 2020 season, which after the start for the entire offense is pretty freaking phenomenal for Mike.
Especially where he was.
Yeah.
I mean, it was bad.
With people that don't watch baseball calling for him to be sent down to
AAA. Is Ronnie also sitting on 19?
No, Ronnie. I thought Ronnie
hit
20.
Did he hit 20?
I think he did. Okay. He might be at 20 or 21.
But I think, just the fact that Mike was where he was, and he was down. But to bounce back, and hopefully that, like we keep saying, just take it into the off season. And the most important thing is that there are, for the most part, most of these guys, including Ozzy, I think, will be ready, healthy to start spring training.
They'll be ready to go in the spring. Let's just have some healthy pitchers.
Yes.
See, y'all mentioned Sister Jean retiring yesterday, but I'm just wanted to bring it back up real quick. 106 for Sister Jean. So she's retiring. So I'll be completely transparent with you here. I didn't know that she was actually being paid by Loyola Chicago. I thought she was just kind of there attending games.
No.
She was collecting a paycheck at 106. Kind of. I mean, did you think she was actually actively? Like,
I think she was still officially
do,
the team chaplain, right? Yeah.
So does she like lead them in prayer before games? Does she have an office at the college? Like, I just thought she was in attendance. They went on a run a few years ago, and she got famous for it. I didn't know she was actually like employed and getting paid by. Congratulations for never retiring.
Hell yeah! I'm just
until
like,
now.
I'm sure that you know she wasn't doing that for free. What else did she have going on?
Well, she was. I just thought maybe she was a big fan, and she, you know.
Oh hell no!
Prays for him or whatnot. No,
she could pray for him all the way to the bank. She could pray to that direct deposit hit, but. I'm pretty sure she got a nice pension.
So, speaking of pensions and people who should have them, I've got to admit something to y'all. I've got a new guilty pleasure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's the Golden Bachelor.
Oh, no.
With very good reason.
Yeah.
All right? If anybody out there listening, and I'm sure there are people are, that watched the premiere last night, Carol, who was on there, Freddie Freeman's aunt, is on the Golden Bachelor. She made it through the first two rounds, and she's down to, like, the final 12. Now, the Freemans had seats in the Truist Club whenever Freddie played for the Braves. I actually got to be really good friends with Carol and Chelsea and their entire family.
Hold on. The Free, like she running, she, this Golden Bachelor lady, she like running out on her husband?
No, she's not married.
Okay. The way you said that, like she was
she
with
helps
her husband.
With the kids. She,
oh, okay.
You know,
gotcha.
All the, she helps with Chelsea and Freddie's kids. And,
okay, gotcha.
The rest of managing, her job title actually on the show was Freeman Family Manager, which is pretty cool. But look, Carol looks great. This is not a competition where you get to vote on anything, so there's none of that. But, hey, we'll be rooting for you, Carol. It was pretty cool. I spent the World Series with that woman. She is the reason why we carry the champagne brand that we carry in the Truist Club. So we'll be rooting for you, Carol. Speaking of other guilty pleasures, you have exactly 1 week, and you might want to start saving your money. I'm a Lego fan. Randy, I know that Sammy is a Lego fan. 1 week from today for Lego Insiders, that's the people that are a fan, that are a member of Lego's little insider group. I don't know if you have to pay for this or not. The brand new Lego Death Star comes out 1 week from today.
Wait, they didn't have a Lego Death Star
there
yet?
There has been. Yeah, there,
oh, I was going to say, okay.
Pretty famous. You know, it actually breaks in Spider-Man Far From Home. Ned breaks his Death Star. It's been a piece. This one is going to be a half version of the Death Star, giving you an inside look at the thing.
Are you
27,
getting it?
27. Oh, I'm going to get to why I'm not getting it in a second.
Okay. You buy two halves, does it come full thing put
look,
together?
27 inches tall, 31 inches wide, so that's 2 feet by 2 feet, roughly 2.5 feet. All right, comes with 38 minifigures, including Luke, Vader, Leia, Solo, Chewie, two other Lego droids, 9,023 pieces.
Damn.
Would y'all like to take a stab in the dark at how much this is going to cost you if you want to go out and purchase it? They will sell out.
That's got
to
be at least $700.
Oh, wow. That's way more than I was going to say.
$900. Yeah, that's like $95.
Well,
for the brand new Lego Death Star. Hey. Comes out next Thursday. If you get it in between October 1st and 7th, you get a TIE Fighter Imperial hangar set, a limited edition poster. There's only 5,000 of those.
Uh-huh.
And sweepstakes into a signed Death Star set. Does not say who it's signed by. I'm kind of curious.
Okay, Bo.
$1,000.
Bo, because you didn't see now. You done messed me up now.
How's that?
Because I'm over looking at the cast of the Golden Bachelor. Damn, these women look good.
A lot of them do. They're all in their 60s.
I know. I'm looking at that. Okay, here go Carol. All right, then, Carol.
Yeah, man.
Like these women, These women look good.
Yeah, yeah, look. And Carol herself is a looker.
Yeah. Yeah. Dang. All right,
you can't tell
dude.
She's 63?
62 years old?
Now, there was one of them in there. If you look, there's that's like 71. She's the shorter one. Looks like a librarian. Kind of got really short hair. She did not advance past.
Are you just watching because Carol on is?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And if she gets eliminated.
I thought she was like.
If she gets eliminated, we will stop watching.
Okay.
But Tara and I both know her very well, so we're just rooting her on.
All right, man.
Watch him get. He's going to get hooked, and she might get gone, and then
he's going to still watch.
That last cliffhanger, though, I had to tune back in. I'm sorry, guys.
Like, come on.
Keep us up to date. Keep us up to date.
Some of this, the art of Photoshopping, though.
Probably. I'm glad. Yeah, man. I'm glad that Bunk is out.
Maybe look a little closer.
I'm glad that Bunk is out today because next week we'll get an update and Bunk's is not. What are we doing? That's what we're doing now. We're Golden Bachelor updates.
Right.
I'm excited for that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.